USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found at his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
To the economy now, some folks spending money like it's going out of style this Christmas season, USA Radio's Tim Berg, with tips on how to get out of debt if you dropped too much dough. Here's his report.
Americans spent more online in the weeks leading up to Christmas this year despite a shorter holiday season. Overall, seasonal shopping from November 1st through December 24th was up about 3.5% over last year. What if you were one of those folks, though, who spent too much on Christmas and shopping and gifts? Financial analyst Greg McBride shares some advice on how to deal with a hefty holiday credit card bill.
Now, first thing you got to do, Todd, get a handle on what you owe and who you owe it to. Make a list of all those credit card balances, any personal loans you may have taken out. You want to list the amount you owe, the minimum payment, the due date, and the interest rate. That's going to help you. Once you have all that in front of you, then you're going to prioritize how you're going to attack this debt. This is the time to develop that debt repayment game plan.
The audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's an interesting update to the ongoing survey out about the nation's most interesting people. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Polar opposites are at the top of this new most admired poll, as former President Barack Obama and current President Donald Trump are tied for the most admired men in America, both winning 18% of the vote in Gallup's latest annual poll. They were followed by former President Jimmy Carter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, both who got only 2%, former First Lady Michelle Obama, America's most admired woman. She secured 10% of the vote, followed by First Lady Melania Trump with 5% and Oprah Winfrey with 3%.
And as we count down to a toast on New Year's Eve, a reminder about those potentially dangerous champagne corks.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
Optometrist Dr. Amanda Helscher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
Want to make sure first, if you're the opener, that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted, especially in their eye.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.